Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah by the will of Yahweh, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in the Messiah Yahshua. Grace be to you, and peace, from Yahweh our Father, and from the Master Yahshua the Messiah. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in the Messiah, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahshua the Messiah to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and honor of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in the Messiah, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his majesty who first trusted in the Messiah, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his majesty. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Master Yahshua and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Elohim of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, the Father of Majesty, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the majesty of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in the Messiah, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. End of chapter.